Thank you all so much for joining me this week once again for a new episode of Authentically Our Lettuce podcast. Last week, we talked about going from pain to purpose. And this week, I want to highlight the fact that there is no turning back now. Why turn back now? Simply put, you've come too far. Doors are starting to open. Things are starting to look up. There's no sense in turning back now. Yes, I understand you've taken critique from those who would have failed at what you've come through, probably with flying colors. But that still does not constitute a reasoning for you turning back now. I understand that you might have left some things behind that you feel like maybe if I glance back there a while, maybe I can do something to change my outcome. But I'm here to tell you there is nothing back there for you. While you're going through this process of not turning back, you need to make sure that you choose wisely who you admire while you're going along this path, because you see, everyone comes compact with some type of story. Now, from the outside, we may look identical. Maybe you've met people before that have gone through divorces, or met someone before who's gone through infidelity in their marriage, or you've met someone before who has suffered the heartache and the pain of a lost dear loved one. Or you've maybe even met someone who was at some point in their life completely strung out on some type of drug addiction, and they've come through and they're on the other side. I'm here to tell you that they had to make up in their mind that there was no turning back. There had to be no option to go back. Not today, and not any other day. The thing is that when you get serious about where you're headed, the option to turn back is just not an option at all. See, I gave a comparison about those that you meet along the way that have decided not to turn back, those that have taken on loss, those that have suffered through drug addiction. Now, you can find someone who came through the exact same addiction, came through the exact same infidelity in marriage, came through the exact same divorce, came through the exact stages of loss as you did. But that story is unique because those stories are unique to the individual. So my advice ultimately is just don't turn back now. You've put in too much. You've invested too much to give up now. Turning back is to say that what you have in front of you is just not worth the stretch. And I have to beg to differ. So don't turn back now, because things got a little tough. And just imagine that you decided to take the more scenic route, if you will. Don't turn back now because you're just too close to becoming who you always dreamed you could be. Don't turn back now. See, what you have endured in your past simply doesn't compare to what you hold in your future. Don't turn back now. Because no one, and I do mean no one, can go back and start a new beginning. But anyone can start today and make a new ending. That was Maria Robinson. That was a quote from her. And that one really touched my heart. It really stood out to me. The other one was, don't waste your time looking back on what you've lost. You have to move on. You see, life is not meant to be traveled backwards. And that's an unknown author. What really sat well with me is that life is not meant to be traveled backwards. If you're constantly looking over your shoulder in the past to try to sift through things to find reasons to turn back to the way things were, then you're not welcome to what the future holds in front of you. So don't turn back now. You're not going that way anyways. Our next destination of pause is going to be up. I'd like to thank you all so much for joining me this week for this episode of Authentically Arletta podcast. You can join me on other social sites at Authentically Arletta on Facebook, Authentically Arletta on Instagram, as well as Authentically Arletta on YouTube. You can also travel over to my website at www.authenticallyarletta.com. You can fill out a small contact form and I'll be in touch with you directly. I thank you all so much for your time. And you know what it is. We'll be talking soon. Thank you.